Psalm 13. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? Well, God doesn't forget, but that is how it seems. And this is the continual cry, how long? That's how we feel. How long do we have to endure all this? How long until Jesus comes back? And so many faithful people all down the centuries have had that feeling, how long? And that is part of, I think, the believing life, to have this great desire for that future kingdom. And it shows that our hearts are not in this world, but our hearts are in the kingdom to come. That's why we feel, how long? How long shall I talk to myself, having sorrow in my heart all day long? How long will my enemy be exalted above me? Consider and answer me, O Lord my God. Lighten up my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. I understand, though, that David doesn't want to die, but he does feel that death is asleep. Because when we die, there is no conscious survival. There is no immortal soul. We are simply unconscious until Jesus comes back. And when he comes back, then there is the resurrection. And if we've been baptized into Jesus, then his resurrection will be ours. And so the next we know, after we're dead, the next you know, it is the morning. Jesus has come. It doesn't matter how long that is. It could be just a few minutes or it could be thousands of years. Death is but a sleep. So he says, I don't want to sleep the sleep of death. Well, of course, we don't want to die. We want to be alive when Jesus comes. Lest my enemy will say, I have won against him. Lest my adversaries rejoice when I fall. But I have trusted in your mercy. My heart will rejoice in your salvation. I will sing unto the Lord because he has dealt so generously with me. So then,